in a series that we're focusing on until the series is over, which, as you know, I never seem to know from one Sunday to the next. But through our whole focus of 2014, our year of commitment, people say, well, let's do it as a year of recommitment. No, and it just simply means we didn't do it right first time. I want to be talking about a year of commitment. Wherever you are, you pick up on the theme in your heart that God is laying upon your heart for the commitment that you're going to make between yourself and Him, which, when that commitment is made, then it is God who blesses and takes care of the family. You can't watch them. You wish you could. You wish you could be with them. You wish you could protect them in every aspect of their life, but you can't. We have a hard time watching out for ourselves. Have you noticed that? That's why we are to pray one for another. Now, studying the six stages of loss, everyone, we found out last week, the first stage is shock. So everyone knows that we go into shock over different types of losses in our life. Mainly from a loved one is the major shock within our heart. And we learn a lot about shock, and we learn a lot about our relationship with Christ. As a Christian, Jesus Christ is my and other Christians' shock absorber. We need to understand that being in shock. Remember when, I know some of you can on this side, some of you on this side probably can't. You remember when the old wagons drawn by horses? This part's lying. And remember that if you were ever in a wagon going out, oh gosh, I'm living in a different century, aren't I, come to think of it. Well, anyway, I remember that as a kid. Wanting to ride in the wagon. It used to be an old covered wagon, but they took the cover off, so we worked in that wagon with the drawn by horses. And every little stump in the field or hole in the grass, you felt. It was horrible. And then today we get in our luxury vehicles, meaning if you have a vehicle, you're living in luxury compared to two-thirds of the world. And we notice that the vehicle then takes all of the pain, or most of it, according to how fast you're driving, most of it out of your life because it has shock absorbers. Jesus says, I want you to trust me. So it's not like that you and I haven't been given an invitation. We have been. Jesus said, trust me. Larry, trust me with your life. Don't trust yourself. Don't attempt to trust your own knowledge because you're not that smart. Trust me with your life. And as shock comes along, we are truly shocked. Remember last week when I told you the story of Job sitting out there when his friends came, the four friends came. Remember this. They were a distance away from him, and they saw him sitting in sackcloth and ashes, meaning he was mourning. So at a distance they sat, and they mourned with him and because of him for 7 days. They kept their mouth shut for 7 days. At the end of the 7-day period, they go to Job and they try to explain to him why he was suffering so. And remember, God chastised those four wise men because they opened their mouth. They should have just sat there and listened. They should have just sat there and watched God do what God does best. Work with the hurt and the pain and the life of his children. Today I want us to look at stage two. Stage two is sorrow or grief. Now we go through stage one of shock. We realize that Christ is our shock absorber and that he will be with us. Doesn't mean we're not going to feel it, but it simply means that the major shock is taken care of by Jesus. He's still that way today. It hasn't changed. God's word has not changed. His way of dealing with your life and my life has not changed. And he says, what I've done in the past, I'll do in the future. As a matter of fact, nothing that you see that is going on is any different from what went on at the beginning of time. There is nothing new under the sun. And God says, now, I want you to look at sorrow or grief. We're getting through life's losses. Getting through life's losses. And we notice that certain loss, certain things, you know, you're over it at the end of the day. But people, personalities in your life, we hold dear to our heart, and we find ourselves dealing with that sorrow or grief. You're going to learn something, hopefully, about the sorrow or grief that some of it you probably didn't want to know. But you need to remember this. You go through it. Now, listen to me, Christian. Sorrow and grief, you go through. You do not go around. You go through. You do not block it out. You go through. You do not try to figure out a way around it, because it is natural for you and me in the human condition to go through sorrow and grief. But so many are attempting to go around it. I don't like the way I feel. Well, quit going around it. Go through it. Deal with it. But don't deal with it on your own. You're going to need a good shock absorber as you're dealing with the hurt and the pain and the loss in your life. But unless you go through it, unless you stand strong, the rest of your life will be haunted. The rest of your life will be filled with that sorrow and grief and the pain and the hurt that you went through. In your bulletins, if you'll look at them, you'll see the outline. There is no life without change. There is no change without loss. And there is no loss without pain. Now, the first point I want you to listen to well, because I may not get past it. Loss is unavoidable. But sorrow or grief is a choice. Loss is unavoidable. But sorrow or grief is a choice. I cannot choose my losses. I cannot control what I lose. For one thing, dealing with the human experience, I realize something very important. I'm not in control. I'm not in control of myself. I'm not in control of you or anyone else in my family that I can look at and say, okay, you're not going to die today. I can't do that. But I have a choice in my heart as to whether or not that this sorrow and grief will smite me to the point that I will not be able to function. Have you met individuals that have been, and you may be one, that has been so hurt with such a great loss that the sorrow and grief is drowning them in the pain of life of this world? You're not of this world, little children. This world, you're just passing through. The world you're looking at in this life is not the real me or you. Listen well as God teaches us how to deal with the brokenness within our life, because His Son, our Savior, went to the cross and gave His life. He gave His life out of love. No one made Him do it. It was a choice, and Jesus, our Savior, chose to do it. for you and for me, he says, I have come. The sorrow in you, I will supersede, because the sorrow you bear didn't come from me. It comes from the brokenness of the human heart. The world that I've given you is just the start. As you walk through this life, you will have pain, you will have joy. But I want you to know, my heart is with you. I gave you my boy. The joy of my life I sent to earth. I sent him here. And I told him to work with those I'd made from dirt, strengthen and encourage, and say only the words that I give, because any other word does not come from me in heaven. I am your God. I sent my Son. I sent my only begotten One through love and peace and purpose for you. I give you this love from God. It is true. Can I give any more than I've already given? You live right now by the grace from heaven. I have given you all that you will ever need. In this life, you will succeed. If you listen to my word, if you listen to my truth, it is real. It's my love. It's my gift to you. You turn your back from a nation I've given, a nation that I blessed right from heaven. I'm watching it crumble because my son's been pushed away. Will you live to fight another day? Will you continually push away the love for me, from life, from love, from eternity? Have you shut down your heart and refused to listen to the God, your Savior? All you have, I have given. And yet, I watch a nation that I stood strong and true. The founding fathers that you never knew, they knew me. They knew my will. They knew that to survive was not what I was given. I give to you as I gave to them. This is not your home. This is not your place that you will abide throughout eternity. No, there's no place to hide on the earth I created and gave to you. You dare turn your back on my Son who loves you true? What will you do when I withdraw my hands? What will you do when you put your trust in man? Has man not already proven the brokenness of your life? Don't you understand? I sent my Son. You are his bride. You're his wife. I have loved you with the only love that I can give, and let you turn your back on such a gift, and you turn back on heaven. You lift no longer the name of my Son, because on this earth you think you'll be shunned. Did he not suffer? Did he not die? Did he not attempt to even hide from taking your sins upon that cross? I watched my Son, and I watched the world as they lost. They turned their back on hope. That's true. the only kind of hope that I give you. When they turn their back and walk away, they will not live to fight another day. I will reject the nation that rejects me. And with the new one, I'll welcome with glee. What have you done to what I've given? What have you done with love straight from heaven? Have you lost the will to see the God upon the earth that he did trod? He says, by faith, you can move the mountain. By my strength from the holy fountain, I will bless you. I will show you the way you need to go. If you turn your back, you will not see the glow of the love that I give or the hope that I share. One of these days, you won't be there. You'll be with me. We'll talk with each other. And then you will find I stood closer than a brother. It's me that brings you to heaven. Not any other man. It's the truth I give. Don't you see it in my son's hand? Can you not look at the scars that I watched them put on? My only begotten son, when I could have called him home, I could have sent the angels and he would have been free. But he said, no. You see, I sent him to die. That's for you and that's for me. And he says, I'll give you life. I'll give it abundantly. But what will you do with the love, the truth that I so eagerly bundled, putting it together till you come home? For when I see you again, it'll be my arms that welcome you and my arms alone. You'll walk that pathway only with me. Nobody else can walk it. Because you see, you're my child. You're my body on earth. What do others see in your heart from birth? Can you understand or can you not? My love for you cannot be stopped. No matter what they say you'll be dying of, I'm still the master, the physician from above. I'm the one that gave you breath. I'll be there when they call it death. It'll be me that reaches under, undergirds you. You won't fall asunder. I'll carry you. I'll walk with you. I'll be proud of my child they see, because my love for you is so great. I was willing to bleed, to give all that I have, that you can find peace. Do we dare turn our back on God with such ease? It's in my heart, or it's not there at all. It's in the love that you will install within your children as they grow to be old. You see, my love, my truth, it's a story that's still truly untold. You won't understand me, but I never asked you to. I just simply said, whatever you do, I'll be with you. The good, the bad, and all the rest. I'm your Savior. I'm the one that's come. Even though I found no place for my head to rest, I came. I gave myself. But the love has never changed. Despite the evil that still remains, I am God. There's only one. And the reality of life is in my Son. My Son has said, it's about over. Will he find his bride all covered over? Will the church be hiding in a pew, thinking that they don't know what to do? Listen, and listen plain. It's either in Jesus' name. All others are not the same. Pay attention to my word and the ones I send to deliver. For one day I'll stop it. I'll shut it down. And the world will truly quiver. For the judgment of God begins in his house. Will we be judged for being still as a mouse? For fear that we will offend by using the name that let me be born again? Will I stand up? Will I share love with a heart that's excited about going up above? Listen, and listen well. For God's in control, not Satan and hell. I am the one, says the Lord, that will touch your life and lift you with joy. There's no sin that you can imagine that I can't forgive. Because you see, I'm the one my Father sent to you. With glee. Take the word and hold it strong. Don't worry. It won't be very long. A twinkling of an eye when you least expect it. But when you know me, no harm can object to the evil that will come upon you. It cannot touch. No evil will pull you from our family. Because you are like one of us. I prayed a prayer to my Father. I prayed it true. I asked where I could be. You could be too. He said, yes. We're coming and going soon. Still the same God that looks on us, the same one hung the moon. Listen to your heart. Get out of your mind. I'm coming soon. I'll only come one more time. I'll bring you where I am. I'll bless you with joy. Because I have the power, I was my Father's baby boy. Let's pray. Father, touch our life, each of us. Father, give us strength, give us courage, and give us boldness as your children. Give me the courage now to read this scripture. Touch us all, Father, because we haven't the slightest idea what's going on. Bring your peace with our heart. And give us courage that we might truly stand again and be the nation as we were from the start. I ask this blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Jeremiah 21 verse 8 is a statement God himself made to Jeremiah for the nation of Israel. Israel had decided to go off a whoring into the world. Israel had decided to turn their back on the God that made them great. They sought a king above God himself because they said, we want to be a nation like everyone else. And they became that nation, but they did it with sin. Listen to it, folks. Listen to it well. In Jeremiah 21, verse 8, Jeremiah gives a warning straight from the lips of God himself. Tell all the people, this is what the Lord says. Take your choice of life or death. But this was the holy nation, the people of God. Would God turn his back on the very ones that he called his own? And God gave them the reason. Read that scripture. And this was the reason he said, I have watched you turn like other nations. Israel, you have sinned mightily against me. Jeremiah, tell them this. I will now use my power and I'll give it to Nebuchadnezzar. For the Babylonian king has the power over my people, but only because I gave him that power. This city will collapse, God said. So you tell the people this. Because I've given your enemy the power to wipe you out, you have one choice. Choose life or choose death. You warn them today, but it's my power in their army. I will stop your spears. I will stop your sword. For God knew this murdering horde was coming in. And he said, I give them the strength. Why? Because you've denied me and worshiped up all of the things. You've denied the word that I gave you. The nation that I blessed to be greater than all of the rest. You turned your heart away. But I can't turn my heart from you. But I'll let you see the suffering that your sin has brought you. If you do not surrender to the king, you'll be killed in this very city. Slaughtered. You, your family, and everything. Given to the enemy. Because you chose to be the nation who had it all. And you turned away from me. I share from my heart, folks, the hurt that I see in the nation of America. Who's to blame? Who's to fault? The same one is the blame that caused Israel to fall. Greed, sin, the ways of the world, turning away from God for every sin swirl. Turn a back on the truth. You turn your back on me, says God, I'll bring you to your knees. Stand strong, stand firm, and look above. You see, I'm still your salvation, filled with love. I will save you. I'll redirect you. Once again, you'll become great. You can't do it when your heart is filled with such hate. Man is not the one you need to stand against. It is Satan and his evil that has become a part of the church, of the life. You let down your defense. I'm a Christian. Many here are too. Folks, if we don't get about what the God has called us to do, we give our family, our children, our grandchildren no hope. For in this generation, you and I will have witnessed the complete collapse of the Word of God in the heart of those who profess to be His children. Because we've chosen to be silent when God's told us to speak. And in being silent, our nation became weak. Listen to the voice of God that He lays on your heart. And I cannot apologize to any of you for what is going on with me when I attempt to preach. Either my heart is with the Word of God, or you don't want me here anyway. Either you and I will turn to that voice, because you know in your heart what is said is true. I guess God just wants to know what we're going to do. Love is special. It's very kind. Love does not hold on to wrongs of any kind. Jesus said, I love you. I see you hurting soul. I see the sorrow, the brokenness that brought you down so low. I promise you this. Look my way, and you'll live to see another day when my glory abounds. I come as the King. I will reign over everything. Now, till the time comes, be at peace in your heart. Because you see, this life I've given you is just a start. Eternity is long, eternity is true, eternity is sure for every Christian like me and you. Let's pray. Father, for the word that you give us, for the truth you touch us with, we thank you, Father, and ask that your power, your love, your spirit will encapsulate each of us as we stand strong in your truth and in your will. Oh gosh, Father, help us. Give us courage and boldness to take the stand. You sent Jesus so we can. Help us now, beg. Touch our hearts in Jesus' name. For we ask it in His precious name. Amen.